everybody, I'm Trag, and welcome to episode 9 of Savvy Talk, a weekly podcast about communication strategies with your host, Maha Abulunin. And Maha, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about media relations. So the bread and butter of great PR is media relations, like understanding how to deal with reporters and develop really great relationships with media outlets so it can help influence and inform people. Like everything else in business, you know, all relationships are personal. So having a really good relationship with a reporter is something you need to invest in, understanding how they work and adding value to what they need. And I think one of the reasons why some communications professionals are really good at what they do is they've nurtured those relationships. They've spent time getting to understand that outlet, that reporter, how to work with them and deliver great stories because they really have built those strong relationships.
Let's talk larger context in terms of what are some of the things that companies can do and PR people can do when it comes to maintaining these relationships.
Well, the first thing in understanding kind of media relations is understanding how they work, right? So understanding what are the guidelines, what are the rules, and that is really critical to being successful. So the media doesn't have to publish anything you give them. You can pitch ideas to them and stories to them, but they have a lot of control. They control who they talk to. They can control where it's placed on air, where it's placed in the newspaper, where it's placed online. Is it on the first landing page? Is it buried in another section? They control the photo. They control the headline. They control a lot of elements of the story, and they are the ones that are the conduit to actually tell it to your consumers or to your end audience. The good news is you don't control the questions, but you do control the answers. And guess what? They only publish the answers. So that's why we really focus on messaging and what you should talk about and how to really tell that story so that the most important thing you want to convey gets out there to the public. And we're going to talk about media training in an upcoming episode because I think it's a skill that's important for everyone who communicates to learn how to do. And actually, I'd give a course and it's super fun. So I'd like to kind of pull out some of the fun stuff from that. The other part about understanding the news process is you need to understand their deadline. So don't call a reporter like at 3 o'clock if they work for a newspaper because they're closing the paper. Don't deal with magazines towards the end of the month because they're trying to close the magazine. So understanding the news process, who's the editor, who you should talk to, who has a decision in getting this piece of coverage published for you. So you understand the difference between the reporter, the page editor, the editor in chief, and so on. So understanding the news process and the timing and cycle is really important for when you go approach the media.
And it's like it's a long-term process, right? Like you don't discover this suddenly and the next day you expect them to be at your beck and call to answer questions. You got to develop these relationships over months, years sometimes in terms of understanding how the news process works.
Yeah, the other thing is kind of understanding who do you need to speak to about what. Like one of the big things that always comes my way is like, oh, we want a story in the New York Times. I'm like, your story is not worthy of the New York Times. Like it's not something that we control where we can get a story placed. It depends on, and this comes into the communication strategy, like, you know, where should you be placing your story? Is it a consumer story? Is it a news story? Is it a business story? So you really need to think about what's the right placement for your story so that you are focused on telling your story that will reach the right audience.
So now let's talk about some maybe actionable advice, right, in terms of good media practices, what PR people can do.
There's three tips what I think are good media relations practices. The first one is try to add value to them and be a good and valuable resource. So that means making sure you're giving them something extra that they need or that they didn't know they needed. So I always have this old adage that I always tell clients, you better pick up the phone when a reporter calls you so that when you call them, they pick up. Sometimes they need help with a story. Sometimes they need access to interview someone. Sometimes they want information or data or insights. Add value to that journalist or that outlet so that they see you as a person that's really supporting them in what they're trying to do. The second thing is packaging your story. And this is something I really tried to master over the years. To package a story means you're giving the journalist all the information they need to assess the newsworthiness of your story. So are there pictures? Are there images? Are there data? Are there backgrounders? Research? Are there infographics? Like the more information you can give them, the easier it'll be for them to decide what to do with the story and how to package to deliver it and actually get it published.
So what about the context in terms of packaging this stuff, right? Like, why is it so important? Because if you are releasing a product, let's say, all this information is already in the data sheet of sorts, right? Like, why do we also need to package it?
Well, packaging a story for a journalist is important because it alleviates going back and forth. Because if it's taking up a lot of their time to chase down the missing information, that's not something that they have a luxury of. Time is really a tight commodity for them. They're getting bombarded from other PR people, from their bosses, from the editors. They're on a deadline business. So package your news and make it easy for them. I tell you, from my experience, the more you package a story, the more likely it is to get published. And the easier it is for them to understand what you're trying to communicate. And the third tip I give is for effective media relations is really focus on who you're trying to pitch your story to. So think about the audience. Is this a fitness story that's going into a fitness magazine? Then you don't want to send it to a newspaper or a business outlet. You really have to think about focusing your time and energy to maximize resources. So take, for example, Deezer, which is a music outlet and does online streaming. They may have a business story about the company that goes to, like, for example, Arabian Business or Entrepreneur magazine. But then they may have like the top songs that people streamed and downloaded, and that goes into a consumer piece, maybe a Love in Dubai. So you really have to focus on customizing your news stories based on the information and the audience.
Let's put together like a quick list of all the things that someone should send when they're putting together a package, like what are all the considerations they should make?
If you have a story about a new product launch, and so you'd give them a press release, you would include a fact sheet that gives them the do's and don'ts and tricks about like what that product does. You would give them a GIF or a video that they could use on their social media that they can put for content. You would give them a photo, perhaps, or two of the product on the application. So that's packaging a story, is you don't just give them a press release. You give them all the supplemental information they need, and they can decide the best way to storytell it. They might put it online. They might take the video and put it on their social media. What we'll do is we'll put in the episode notes a list of things that you should remember to put in if you want to package a new story so that the journalists are more likely to publish it. And one thing to remember is give the media enough time to go through your information. So one of the things they hate is like pestering them, following up, calling, texting, messaging, emailing, and they have a lot of demands on their time. So not only are you pitching stories to them, their bosses want them to do things, other PR people are pitching stuff to them. So be mindful that they don't like it when you irritate them. Like, give the information. If they think it's a good story, if your content is good, content is king, and it'll rise to the top.
So that's all we have for you this week. And if you'd like, you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen, including streaming apps like Spotify, Deezer, and Anghami. And we're also on Alexa. You can find out more information by visiting digitalandsavvy.com/savvytalk. And we'll see you next week.